Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This medicine. Oh, somebody say this medicine. This, didn't the Lord say, I am the Lord that heals you. I am your great physician. Well, has our great physician got some medicine?
Yes,
he does. It's every word that has come out of his mouth is life and is medicine. Hallelujah. Say it again, it's a working in me now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now again, it'll do you no good unless you mix some faith with it. But when you do, it releases what's in it all the time and it begins to affect you in many wonderful ways. Keep reading. They're in Proverbs 4. They're life to those that find them. Their health to all their flesh. Notice the next verse, verse 23. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence. He hasn't changed the subject now. He's talking about the same thing. Romans 10. Hold on to Proverbs 4 or go back when it's time. Romans 10 talks about being born again and how it happens, how the new birth occurs. Romans 10 and verse 8. It says, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. Said out loud, in my mouth and in my heart. Even, that is, the word of faith which we preach. Paul, talking to Timothy, the Spirit of God through him, talked about being nourished up in the words of faith. A message doesn't have to be on the subject of faith to be of faith. Just like it doesn't have to be the verse doesn't have to be on healing to minister wholeness to you. All of his words are life and medicine. Keep reading. Verse 9. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart. Everybody say, believe in your heart.
Believe in your heart.
Now he just got through saying the words in your mouth and in your heart. Now he says, if you believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For the third time now, verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believes. Now this is a revelation that many have struggled with. You know, the scripture said, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And the word there means your own thinking and purposes. Faith. Let me say it like this. Knowledge is not faith. Faith is not knowledge. Faith is not knowing something. You don't believe God with your head. You don't believe God with your intellect. Tell me what you believe God with. With your heart. With your heart. Now, some of these things, frankly, we haven't known that much about the makeup of the heart, the spirit, the soul. What stops where and what begins where. We haven't known what we should. Believe with me. I'm believing for revelation. We know a little bit, but there's a whole lot more to see and understand. I'm believing for revelation on these. I have been for many years. But some things can begin to be obvious. The heart. Everybody say the heart.
Heart.
Man believes with the heart. Right?
Yes, sir.
The great Mark 11, 23 and 24. What about that? If you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and what?
Doubt.
Shall not what?
Doubt.
Shall not what?
Doubt.
Doubt where?
In his heart.
In his heart, but shall believe. Of course, we already know from Romans, believe where? In your heart. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe in your heart.
Right.
That those things which he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Now, some people have heard some of these things and they say, I'll have whatever I say. And so they said a bunch of things and they said a bunch of things and it didn't happen. And they say, I tried that and it didn't work. It didn't say you'd have everything you said. It said if you wouldn't doubt in your heart, but believe in your heart that what you said would come to pass.
Yes.
You'd have what you said, and I'm going to believe Jesus on that.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah.
I'm going to believe him. If he said that works,
yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Said, it didn't work for me. Well, you didn't do it. Period. Because if you'd have done it, it worked. Now you and I, all of us that have begun to embark on any of these things, we have tried some things that didn't happen. We have prayed some things. We have said some things that didn't happen. But God didn't let us down. I said, God didn't let us down. No, he didn't. Faith is what? Of the heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And what? Don't lean to your own understanding. Faith needs to be more real to us. People say, I believe. I have faith. Well, that's a real broad statement. You believe what? You have faith for what? Just because you believe, have faith for this, doesn't mean you have faith for this. Or just because you have faith for here, don't mean you have faith for here. Come on, you are with me. But doesn't mean you can't get there.
That's right.
I said, it doesn't mean you can't get there. I said it doesn't mean you can't get there. How can I get there? Well, how does faith come? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Faith comes by hearing. This is in this same 10th chapter. Just a couple of verses later, verse 17, when he says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or as many translations say, the word of the Christ. Referring to the anointed one. It's not just hearing, it's anything that causes faith to come. If who you're listening to doesn't believe what they're preaching or teaching, it's not going to have faith in it when it comes out. If somebody's preaching from their head, just intellectual knowledge, that's not going to feed your faith. Just a dead, empty rattling on of scriptures, even though they are so precious, is not going to stir you up. Oh, but deep calls unto deep. And when a child of God hears a word from the one that begat them, they know it. Hallelujah. They know it. They know it. It takes one to know one. And when you hear it, your heart just sets up and you go, give me some more, give me some more.
Yes.
And you commence to chomping. You can read a verse in unbelief. You can read a verse with nothing. And you can read a verse with faith. When I first started in the ministry, under the ministry of Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr., I didn't know why. But there'd be times he'd just read a chapter. He's just reading it word for word. And I'm getting all kind of stuff out of it. While he's reading, I'm thinking, wow, I never saw that when I read it. Why? He's reading it with faith.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, come on, can you see this?
Yes,
what did he do? He had that test tube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full of that high octane.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Believe him, God.
Yeah.
And he took it and he's reading it. And what's he doing? He's mixing faith with what he's reading. He's actively believing for life and revelation to be released while he's reading it. That's why you're seeing things you hadn't seen before, and you're hearing things and getting things and being quickened. You can do that every day when you read your chapter. Your level of faith might not be as high as somebody else's today. But that's how you get there.
Yes.
It's by just keep exercising it. Keep exercising it.
Yes.
Oh, do you believe it, saints? Do you believe it?
Yes.
Where are we? Romans 10? How do you believe God? With your heart. Go back to Proverbs 4, please. With the heart, man believes. Not with your intellect. That's been confusing to some folks because they say, well, I know all those scriptures. Well, that don't mean a thing. That don't mean you have any faith. I can quote all those scriptures. That doesn't mean you have any faith because you can quote scriptures. The devil quotes scriptures, right? He doesn't have faith. No. Knowing something is not the same thing as having faith. Knowledge is of the head. Faith is of the heart. Let me give you some things about the heart that will stir you up. How do I identify my heart? How can I distinguish between my heart and my head? It's not as difficult as it might sound. You ever loved anybody?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you do that with your head?
Nope.
You loved them with your head.
No.
With your intellect. I have carefully considered this for some length of time and have come to the undeniable conclusion that I love you. No. You don't love with your head.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.